My name is Michael Mertens. I am from Buffalo, New York, and I currently serve as Director of Operations for Master Chung's World Class Taekwondo Centers. We have the good fortune, and I guess the results of hard work, to have currently three schools in the Buffalo, New York area. Our current active student enrollment count is 1,100 students. I should say that the newest of those schools is only 9 months old. It has 150 students currently. Our second oldest location is 3.5 years old with about 450 students. And our original location, 5.5 years old, 550 students. I think one of the first things that I like to say is maybe my dedication of my presentation, is that if somebody asks, well, how did you do it? You know, how did you get so many students? And how do you take care of so many students? Of course, the first answer has to be, I don't. Whenever you have a success of that size, it is not an individual success, it's an organizational success. And so it's important for me when I'm standing up in front of a group to thank, though they are not here today, these staff members that I work along with. And also to say that it's through their trials and error that we've come up with the marketing system that we currently use to promote our schools. And so though you are listening from me, though you shake hands with me, I think you are learning from the entire team, including my instructor, Master Sun Chung. That is a big part of what we are about. What I'm going to discuss today, I took a quick poll at the beginning to see where you were at with your school. I think it will be beneficial information whether you are under 6 months new or established school with over 550 students. We're going to talk about low-cost marketing, specifically more geared towards community involvement and community relations. That, to me, is one of the absolute best forms of marketing and one of the most inexpensive, basically free. To start, I like to use a story that maybe many of you have heard, but I may use it to illustrate the point a little bit differently. There was a school owner, and his school was not doing well. He was having challenges in every sense of the way, financial challenges, staffing challenges. But right across town, far enough away that it wasn't really his competitor, he had a friend who was running a very successful school. And so he went to see the friend. He said, "What is it? What is it that you have that I don't have? What is it that you know that I don't know?" And the friend told him, "You should go to see the guru." He said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, across the world on the mountain top up there somewhere, there's a guru. You should go see him." He said, "I'm not going to go see any guru." He said, "Listen, I know you need this. I will pay for your travel. I want you to see the guru." So the man got on a plane. He got on a train. He got on a boat. He got on a bus. He went up a mountain. He went on a donkey. He went all the way up there. He comes to this giant temple. And at the temple, he's met by a monk. And the monk says to him, "I will let you into the room to see the guru. You sit there quietly and wait for him to speak to you." He says, "Yes, I understand." So he went in, sat down. After a little while, the guru came in and sat down in front of him and said to him, "Focus." And before he knew it, the other monk appeared aside. He said, "It's time for us to go." He said, "Go? He just said focus. What am I supposed to do with that?" He said, "That's for you to figure out." But on his trip back, on the boat, the plane, the train, the donkey, the climbing the mountain, he started to think about focus. Not just in terms of his time management, but he started to think about, what is it that I am about personally? And as a result, what is my school about? Because we all know that, especially in the martial arts industry, our business is an extension of ourself. And he started to get more focused on what was he trying to accomplish. What was his goal with his staff? What was his school's mission? And his school started to succeed. It started to become more successful. It started to become more stable. And as a result, he started to have the financial stability that he said, "I'm going to go back to the guru." So he went to his friend. He paid back his friend, and he bought another ticket to take the same trip. And again, the plane, the train, the boat, the bus, the donkey, the up the mountain, and again to the same monk. "Hi, me again." And the monk let him in. He sat there in front of the guru. And the guru came down and said, "Appreciation." And now the man's head started to spin already, because he already started to think about that concept for his whole trip back. Appreciation, not just in the sense of thanking. He was thinking about thanking to his staff and to his spouse and to everybody. But appreciating in the sense of obligation. Appreciating how valuable a service he was offering to his community. How, in effect, he was obligated to provide something to that community. How he was giving young people, the future of our society, skills and abilities and an attitude that could benefit them their whole lives, and as a result, benefit his town. And his school, of course, grew more and more successful. Those two points, focus and appreciation, those are at the root of a successful community involvement plan. Number one, get focused on what you are trying to be. What kind of martial arts school? We've already heard about that, that there is self-defense option, there is the physical fitness option, there is the family market. What kind of martial arts school are you trying to be? And number two, where do you get your passion or your drive for marketing your school? I would say it comes from appreciation. Do you really realize how unique what we are doing is? If the local hair salon has $5 kids' day for haircuts, what are they doing? They're promoting their business. If the local car dealer has a family day and they have a clown there and they have hot dogs for 99 cents, what are they doing? They're promoting their business. But every single time we go out and promote our business, we also have an opportunity to actually provide something of value. And we're going to talk about that, the way that we do demonstrations. I mean, absolutely no contest what we can do when marketing our schools. Again, your drive, your passion to market your schools can come out of a sense of appreciation. Take pride in what you are doing and appreciate the opportunity that we have. One other thing I want to say before I even start giving you marketing strategies, because it's important, though our sole focus is marketing today. What won't marketing do? It will not replace good service. You will learn. It's my commitment to you that when you leave this seminar today, you have some actual tactics and techniques you can use to get more people to come through your doors. However, if they do not like what is through those doors, you will just end up in a worse situation faster. Every one of us have in our town an ideal location for a restaurant. And there's a restaurant that comes and goes all the time. New one opens, closes, new one opens, closes. You might say to yourself, I wonder why nothing stays there. That's such a great location. It is because it has a great location. As soon as something opens, a lot of people flock there. If the service isn't there, they go out of business that much faster. And so this is a little push to you to remember your classroom, your quality of service, your staff training, all that is an integral part of your marketing system. Now, if we have that mindset, we have this sense of appreciation, how are we going to market? Number one, we believe in martial arts that we are community leaders. We like to use that title. I'm a martial art instructor, so I must be a community leader. Not yet. Whether your school is big, your school is small, you have to earn the title of community leader. There are many other people out there that already have that title. And so we're going to talk about how to get familiar with them. Your number one step is to set a goal. We said about focus. Resolve to be the number one recognizable school in your community. And as a result of that, resolve to be the number one most recognized martial artist in your community. To me, I know not everyone is a competitor and our background is not all in competition, but you do not go to the tournament trying to place. You go to the tournament trying to win. If you place, if you lose, still you learn something out of it. But to me, I see no other reason to market my school than with the goal of being that the number one most recognized martial arts school. And whether you are the biggest school or not doesn't necessarily have to matter. There are many schools, they are not the biggest school in their community size-wise or number of students, but they are very active in the community, and so they are the name. They are the number one name. Step two, develop the list of community contacts. I call this our 300 list, for lack of a better word. The reason I call it the 300 list is this. In bowling, best score you can get, 300. You know exactly, based on what you did, where you stand. We all say we want to be community leaders. We all say we want to be involved in the community. How many people, and not to embarrass you, because I was in this situation 3 years ago, how many people here cannot name the elementary schools in your immediate area? Okay? And we're saying we are a community leader. How many people can name the principal of each elementary school in your area? How many people can name the physical education teacher in your community elementary schools or middle schools? Okay. Again, I don't do that to embarrass you. I do that to start saying, wow, there's a lot of people. Me, supposed community leader leading this community, I don't know some of these people. And so we develop our 300 list. Who should we know? And this is where I want to hear from you some. I just said principals, physical education teachers. Please, quick, you can even shout out. Who else we need to know? I'm sorry? Sports editors in your newspaper, okay? Teachers, actual academic teachers, yes. PTA president. So a lot of different relationships in schools, yes. Yes. I'm sorry? Oh, block watch chairman, okay, community watch chairman. So from the self-defense aspect, yes. Local politicians, yes. DARE program, your local DARE officers. Okay, I'm gonna give you even a few more. How about scouts, scouting organizations? How about church and your ministers? How about the health club owner? The health club owner? Aren't we competing with them? Not really. We offer a different type of service and we can have some kind of complementary relationship. How about daycare? Do you believe that there is within, how many people know for a fact within a 5-mile radius of your school that there is probably about 10 daycare centers? Am I wrong? You know, so many people will say when I meet some people, oh yeah, but not our town is this way, our town is that way. You have daycare centers. You have a school system. You have a PTA. You have physical education teachers. These are all people that you should have a very close relationship with. My list is actually pretty large, so I'll go a little bit faster. How about pediatricians or doctors in general? How about the librarians? A librarian is a community leader? I would say so. I think they see a lot more children than we do on a regular basis. Local charities, your chamber of commerce, civic groups, which is your Rotary, your Kiwanis, the police department. Some people already have excellent relationship with your police department. Corporations. There's no reason why everybody, even if you live in a very small town, somebody must own the biggest company in that town. So how's your relationship with that company and with their wellness department if they have one? Youth centers if you have it. Newspaper and media, we already said, and local media. I would think your mind should already be popping a little bit, you know, with what kind of, geez, you know, again, if you are at zero on those relationships right now, take it in a positive way. I once spoke with an instructor friend of mine, and we talked about what we were doing in our school, and I asked him, are you doing this? He said, no, how about this? No, how about this? No, 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 no. We got to the end of the conversation, said, Mike, does it sound like I'm going to make it? You know? And so I told him, you know what? If you were doing all those things, your school wasn't doing well, then I would be worried. But there's so many things you're not doing, so why should you worry? You know, and so that's how I feel. When you heard all those names, it starts making you aware there's a lot of things I could be doing that I could use to promote my school. Now, how more specifically? Step 3. We talked about appreciation already. If you determine, I want to get involved in the community, so, yeah, I wonder what the school system could do for me. I wonder how I can get the scouts to give me this. I wonder how I want. We heard about child development. I think that's a low stage. I want, give me. My guiding principle, your guiding principle that I'll share with you when you get involved with the community, how can I be of service? I don't know if that's Hilton's motto or whatever company's motto, but smiling and how can I be of service? Now we have a 2 prongs that if you combine, police department, how can I be of service to the police department? Somebody here right now is already thinking of a $1 million marketing idea. You know, daycare center, how can I be of service to the daycare center? You're already starting to think of the ideas. Physical education, how can I be of service? And you create mutually beneficial proposals out of that. I believe in the advertisement for this seminar, they used the phrase, which I'm very fond of, triple win promotions. What is a triple win promotion? Since the martial art phys ed classes are a big one for me, let me talk about that a little bit. When I go to a school and teach a martial arts phys ed class, I feel there are 3 winning organizations or 3 winning groups. Number 1, I do feel, and we'll talk about it in a moment, that school gets a tangible benefit, a true benefit. Their students get an education about what martial arts truly is, and they get a good confidence boost, self-discipline boost. Number 2, whenever I go somewhere, I want to have my student. There will be generally a student in that school, sometimes as many as a dozen students in that school. I will bring them up. let them perform in front of their friends. If they're a five-year-old yellow belt, just standing in front of their kindergartners in their uniform, they're already impressed. Let them break one board, little board. Let them do punches and say Taekwondo. Their friends will go crazy, and it will be a tremendous confidence boost for that child. There's a double win. And number three, our school gets positive exposure, and we do get some direct enrollments too. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. So triple win promotion. So now you have this philosophy. There are community leaders. I'm going to do a lot of repetition so we get it. There are community leaders. How can I serve them? And in my design of my promotion, can I make it a triple win? Can I make it good for my school, good for that organization, maybe good for my students? Can I use my students, get them involved in some way? And even if it's a parent, let's say a parent gets you into a company or something like that, and they're not a martial artist, but they're participating, thank them. Make a big deal out of the fact that they brought you to this organization.